Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Exhale yourself and heal of the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes come.
Well, welcome. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Good day. Come on in. It's going to be a very good day here at the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And you know what this is? It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. So, today we're having a beautiful subject called Going Deep. And this is how we can go deep in our business versus wide when it comes to making a decision on some of the things that we do. Oh, don't worry. You'll catch up. I'll share with you what that means in just a second. But before we get started, I just want to share with you that I'm Cindy Sharp. I'm a spiritual business coach that helps healers heal their business and create raving, loving fans. So if you feel sometimes like you're really great at healing others, but you just can't heal your business, this is a great place to stop by once a week and get a little bit of a jump start. You can come over to sharpeningyourspirit.com, and I have all sorts of wonderful goodies for you, as well as you can talk to me one-on-one in person and get a really nice session that will share with you a little bit of a strategy of how to get your business started, and I do that at no cost. So come on over and check that out. So going deep. You know, sometimes in our business, we really want to make these really big leaps. We really want our business to, move forward in a big, fast manner. But as these spiritual beings that we are, as these amazing healers, we have a tendency to get into that creative energy, and look, let me tell you this, that creative energy is your gift from the divine. So we are definitely not getting rid of creative energy here today, but what we're going to do is we're going to kind of move through that veil of that creative energy to get us to going deep on individual products. Projects, because here's what we happen to do. Because we are those loving light beings that kind of flow with the wind, which is what makes us the beautiful healers that we are, we have a tendency to do this one thing, and that is we keep adding different projects. We keep thinking, if we do more, if we do more, if we do more. And the fact of the matter is, it's not about doing more. It's about taking that wonderful, fantastic, creative energy that you have and taking one or two things that you go really deep on, and you go from the start till the end of whatever that project is. And let me tell you what that does for you. First off, it's a great test to see, is this going to work or is this not going to work? You know, a lot of times we get started and we get very excited about the beginning part of getting a project started, and we don't get to the end of it. And some of that is a little bit of fear, a little bit of fear on, will it work? You know, is this program I put together, is this project, is this new thing that I'm going to do to, you know, wow my clients and, you know, excite my business, is this going to make a difference? So to really discover the true potential of your ideas, the true potential of your creativity, you have to be able to go deep. And going deep is starting with something, ending it, and continuing it day by day and putting it into your business. So let's talk a little bit about why this is important and what this will do for you. And then let's talk about how we can today get really clear on one thing and make a commitment to move forward, because that's what we do here in 15 Minutes to Thrive. Every day we leave with one thing to get us to help our business and change with some great little ideas. So, you know, do you feel like you're like managing a lot of projects and you're creating, you know, a bunch of new stuff? That's really great and really fantastic. And give yourself a pat on the back for being that creative soul that you are. But, you know, it really takes a very professional and pro look, I like to call it, to really create and follow through with the energy. So in the beginning of that energy, what happens is you're sending this great message to the universe. You know exactly what it is that you want. You not only can see what it is you're creating, you can often see what the outcome's going to be. But if you start it and then you move to something else, you never really get through that full creation. You never really get through that testing to see if it's going to work. You never get to the full potential of that gift of that creation that was dropped on you and blessed on you. So how do we go from, I have an idea, I'm going to get started, and I'm going to create it, and go deep on it instead of going wider and starting adding more stuff? How do we do that? First off, there's a few things to think about and a few things to understand. And some of those things are this, one, you know, you have to kind of release a little bit of the drama. I'm going to use the word drama, which is not a word I use very often, around this energy of, you know, I call it the monkey brain. You know, we just keep going and going and going and going, and we get on the little rat on the little wheel, and we just have to keep going forward, going forward, going forward, and we don't really just step away. Take a few deep, beautiful breaths. Take one with me now. Just breathe that in. Let it go. And really look at clearly some of the things in our business that we can go deeper on to create a more loving, thriving, prosperity-full business. So here's a few things that keep you from doing that and from getting clear. So the first thing is, you're a creative being. Now, being a creative being, as I said, is your blessing. You know, I always say this about myself. Look, if I wasn't this creating, full of light being that moved forward with what I do and kept on getting all these great new ideas, the fact of the matter is I'd probably be very clear, very focused, and I'd be like a math teacher, a mathematician or something, which, you know, the real deal is my creativity, your creativity, our energy around creativity is what brings us here to this earth to do this healing work. This is part of our gift. But we have to be able to look at that creativity and say, are we just kind of running wild? You know, we're just kind of out there, you know, running wild and following whatever whim, you know, happens. Or are we really taking a look at some of these projects or products or whatever it is that we're trying to get fruition in our business? And are we looking at, where do I start? Where do I want to end? And what is it that I want to get from that? What is the end result? And the only way you learn what the end result is to go from the beginning to the end with that project and to know what steps are in between. And hey, I'll be the first one to say that sometimes that's a struggle, and that's why you get a coach, because the coach helps you step by step by step, keeping you moving flow from the beginning to the end of a project so you can get the results and see the results that you're looking for. The other thing that happens a lot of times as we're talking talking about this, it gets us in that kind of energy of not going deep on something and getting fully done on something is fear of failure. Because it brings up a lot of stuff, right? You know, if we're constantly starting new stuff, we don't have to really deal with those little fears because we're always in this energy of starting new. And oh my gosh, don't we love the starting new energy? We do. That's just part of who we are as these little loving healers of the universe and of the earth, is we love starting new energy. But when you really look at moving completely through seeing the results of your labor and the results of your love work, you have to be able to step by step move through a little bit of that fear. To know that some things are going to come up, some self-doubt, maybe some ideas or thoughts around the fact that, can I really do this? Or is this really going to work? And this is where you really put your faith in action. You know, we believe in a divine being that blesses us all with the perfection of who we are and the perfection of our gift. We have to believe in that divine being and the divine being of ourselves, that we don't have to worry that it's not going to work. We can go from the beginning of a project to the end of the project, and we can look at the results and see, is it really working? We can see the potential of our real ideas by going from the beginning to the end. The next thing is you're not really sure how to do it. And this is, again, where I talk about it's really important to have either some kind of an accountability partner, a coach, some kind of group that you work with, some kind of a success group or brainstorming group. I call it a spirit storming group because we certainly get the spirit flow moving when we work with others. Don't try to do it alone. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to go out and say, I need a little bit of help on this. So those are the things that keep us from moving from the beginning to the end, from going really deep on one particular project. Those are the things that keep us from doing it. So now, what is it we can do today to get us from point A to point B and to really see the potential of our ideas and give the full potential to our business and give the inspiration and the prosperity and everything that our business needs? So here's what I'm going to ask you to do this week. I want you to take a look at all the projects that you've started. I'd like you to make them into a list. So it could be, you know, whatever the projects are that you've started. It could be, you know, a new marketing campaign to get new business. It could be some kind of a follow-up thing that you're doing to stay in touch with your clients. It could be, a bookkeeping thing. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you've started that you haven't finished. And I want you to get a list of those, and then I want you to really look at the list, take a good long look at it, take some breaths in, close your eyes, really get in to this energy. What is the most important thing that I need to do now? What is the thing that if I go deep on, I'm really going to see the potential of my business? And I release any fear that I have. I let go of not knowing what the next step is. I realize as a creative being that I may want to start something else, but today I'm going to commit to this. And I'm going to commit to this for the whole week. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to see its potential completely through. One thing and start. Set the intention with the universe that you do have the ability to keep to move through it, that you do have the ability of discovering your own potential and the potential of your ideas. Wouldn't it be the greatest thing on earth is to not only have great ideas, but to know what they are going to bring to the universe and how they're going to help you heal more people, help you heal yourself. So that's our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. And this is Cindy Sharp. I'm sending you love, joy, and light today. And one thing, if you are stuck and you are not sure and you need somebody to hold your hand to get you through the steps, sharpenyourspirit.com. Come on over and get that strategy session and let me help you get this moving forward for you. So it's love, light, and you know how I end. A big kiss. Have a beautiful day. See you next time.